Hi everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Lily, and today we're going to talk about how to stop overthinking. Are you an overthinker? Overthinking means to think about things that are probably not going to happen. In other words, you're always thinking about possible negative outcomes. Well, when you overthink, it's usually like a spiral. It's like you are going into the darkness and there's no coming back. Well, sometimes I'm an overthinker too, especially when I can't fall asleep. And what I do is that I would maybe listen to a podcast to distract myself. When I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook, I'm basically focusing on what the speaker is talking about. So I would really just forget about what's in my brain. And hopefully I could fall asleep pretty soon. Today, the video that I chose is from Anna Akana. I'm a big fan of her. She talks about mental health on her channel and explores a lot of difficulties that we might all have but are too afraid to talk about. She is really relatable. I love her energy. I love her videos. And I think you can get a lot of positive energy out of her content. Anyways, let's get back to the topic. This is the sentence for today. It's exhausting. Once I get into the cycle of overthinking, I'll ask myself the same negative self-blame question over and over and over again throughout the day. Okay, one more time. It's exhausting. Once I get into the cycle of overthinking, I'll ask myself the same negative self-blame question over and over and over again throughout the day. 今天要来讲的第一个字呢是 exhausting. Exhausting. 它是一个形容词，基本上呢就是很累很累的意思。那它的程度呢比 tired 再更加累一点点哦。可能呢你上班一整天回家，你就会说啦啊。I'm exhausted. 表示说你不只是有一点点疲倦，而是非常非常的累，感觉呢已经没有力气再做其他的事情了。好， example sentence. It's exhausting commuting from 桃园 to Taipei every day. 有些人呢他可能住在桃园，每天花40分钟通勤来台北上班。我身边有很多这样子的人哦，我实在是非常非常的佩服， because I think it's exhausting.好啦，今天的第二个字呢是 overthink, overthink. Overthink 呢基本上就是担心很多，顾虑太多，想太多的意思啦。For example, she overthinks way too much. 所谓的 overthink 通常都是在想一些非常非常负面的结果，有点像是你今天才刚开始做一个 project，然后呢你就开始想说啊，完蛋了，我可能做不完啊，完蛋了，我可能会带给别人麻烦等等，就是过滤了。那今天的这个句子呢就是在讲说，有时候你会进入一个 overthink 的回圈当中。好，那回圈这个字呢我们会用 cycle。 那所谓 cycle 呢基本上就是一个周期跟巡回。那在今天的句子里面，他说 ，Once I get into the cycle of overthinking， 有点像是你就开始进入一个想太多的循环当中啦。那这个循环周期还可以再讲的是所谓的生命周期，比如说啊 ，the life cycle of a moth。蛾这种动物呢，它可能生命的周期很短，所以这时候我们就会说啦 ，the life cycle of a moth。所以这个 cycle 呢它可以是一个比喻的概念，像是 the cycle of overthinking， 它也可以的确是一个时间的周期，比如说 a life cycle of an animal。 好啦，今天的最后一个字呢是 self-blame。 self-blame 看字面呢大概就可以猜出它的意思哦，其实它就是自责啊，自责，怪罪自己。当我们呢开始 overthink 的时候，就是我们开始多虑很多的时候呢，就会想说，诶，我是不是这件事情做得不好，是不是那件事情没有处理好。这种时候呢你就很容易进入 self-blame 的情绪当中哦。 For example, after the accident, she suffered from a sense of loss and self-blame. After the accident, she suffered from a sense of loss and self-blame. 发生了一个很不好的意外，她就不停地觉得说，哎，好像有一个失去的感觉，然后并且呢，她感到很自责。即便她可能没有做错任何事情，她还是觉得，哎，这件事情怎么会发生呢？最后呢，又进入一个自责的回圈了。好，那我们再回头看一下今年口说挑战的句子。他说 ，I'll ask myself the same negative self-blame question。所以他可能呢，就会有一天一直在问自己一个很负面的自责的问题，比如说可能是为什么我要花半小时滑 Instagram， 然后这可能就是一个 negative self-blame question。但是呢，事实已经继承了嘛，就是你已经浪费了这个时间，但是 overthink 也就是想太多的人呢，他可能就会不停的自责已经没有办法改变的事情。所以这边讲者就说呢，他会问自己这个问题 over and over and over、哦、不停的不停的不停的问，然后呢整天呢都在想，哎，为什么呢我会浪费半小时在 Instagram 上面。好啦，那我们再念一次今天的句子吧。 It's exhausting. Once I get into the cycle of overthinkingI'll ask myself the same negative self-blame question over and over and over again throughout the day. It's exhausting. Once I get into the cycle of overthinking, I'll ask myself the same negative self-blame question over and over and over again throughout the day. 好啦，那今天就跟大家分享 Anna O'Connor 的影片。非常推荐大家去订阅他的影片，他的影片都短短的大概五六分钟，但是呢制作非常的细心，我很喜欢他的演技，然后呢他还用非常正面的态度呢来讨论一些心理上面的问题，而且呢他常常会鼓励大家呢要去看心理师，然后维持自己的心理健康，更是非常勇敢的呢会在网络上面分享一些自己心理治疗上面的心得以及过程哦，所以是一个非常正能量的频道。如果你今天呢觉得自己有点 overthink， 有点在多虑的话呢，就快点去看看他的影片吧。那最后呢要宣传一下我的募资课程征服所有情境的英文聊天术，现在呢已经到了募资的最后阶段咯。如果你之前还在观望的话呢，一定要在募资结束前成为学员，因为目前呢还有65折的优惠，那在12月25号之后呢就会以原价销售了。那目前已经有超过2500名的学员加入了，所以如果你还没有加入我的聊天术的话呢，快点去看看我的募资页面吧。Alright, I hope you enjoyed this episode and have a great day. Bye!